U.S. Army Private Danny Chen died at his guard post in Afghanistan in 2011, not in combat, but from a self-inflicted gunshot wound after enduring racially motivated hazing by his fellow soldiers. A new opera opening at Opera Theater of St. Louis on Sunday looks at Chen's life and death. St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin has more.
The opera is called An American Soldier. Its creators say it asks basic questions about the nature of identity and belonging in this country.
What does it mean to be an American? How do people feel that they earn that? And why are there things getting in their way?
That's Andrew Stenson, who portrays Private Danny Chen in the opera. Chen was a native of New York City, born to immigrant parents.
Danny wanted to serve his country. He wanted to be a police officer in New York City. What was wrong with that? Why did something get in the way of that? All he wanted to do was to do something good and felt like he belonged and earned his Americanness. And how dare anyone try and get in the way of that?
Raised here, speak perfect English, a true American. 100%, but people still treat me like some foreigner, fresh off the boat. They ask, where are you from? I say NYC.
Chen was 19 when he was posted in Afghanistan, where his fellow soldiers pelted him with racial taunts and physical abuse. The librettist for An American Soldier is Tony Award winner Henry David Huang. Huang Ro is the composer. He was born in China and first moved to the U.S. for college. He says Asian Americans can occupy a sort of social limbo, treated as outsiders, but left out of conversations that treat race as a matter of black and white.
We are not the mainstream, we are minority. But also when people talk about people of color, we are not the main focus. So we are not qualified to talk about that. Then who we are? We are not mainstream, we are not minority. Then we don't have a voice.
Director Matthew Ozawa is part of a very small club of Asian American opera directors.
I'm the only one. I'm the only one who has visible, who has a visible career. There are, I only know of two or three who are young Asian American directors working their way through the system like I did.
His father was born in a Japanese internment camp toward the end of World War II.
The idea of being the other, different, sometimes feeling invisible, is sort of saturated into the fabric of my life, which is also a lot of how Danny Chen felt.
Those soloists you hear are Andrew Stenson and Kathleen Kim. Conductor Michael Christie is leading members of the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra. The opera is framed around the courts-martial for the eight soldiers who were charged in connection to Danny Chen's death. The harshest penalty dished out was 10 months in military prison and a fine. Stenson says he wants audiences to hear Danny Chen's story in a broad context.
It's a good, relevant story because, yes, it's the story of Danny, the Asian American kid, but ultimately, I think the thing that's most impactful is that this is truly an American story.
Earlier this year, the Pentagon ordered an internal review on hazing. It's due on December 1st. In New York City's Chinatown, there is now a street named after Private Chen. I'm Jeremy Goodwin, St. Louis Public Radio.